I don't know how to talk this since a lot of violence going on, a lot of non-violence already going on for these days. But I try to show some more data. We are normally not able to put any papers, just to share with you, and hopefully to convince you also, so we are see some signatures also, myelofibrosis. But here, so in the title here, so which is we are working as different systems. We're using the quantum dot, define a quantum dot in the system, and actually is our major work is working on supernatural in the antimatter quantum dot and supernatural, like the Jordan junction type devices. So this is work done. Work done at Northern University. And currently, I also work at the Peking University of China, so set up a low temperature lab there and starting running at the Peking University. Okay, so the major things basically I want to discuss is three type devices. I show this data because we have been working on these devices for a number of years and starting with N devices. So we quite much work on N devices, which is understand this information nanovirus. I think it's we are really with these materials working and to work with the common devices. We also worked with NS devices, which is not put the major effort in our work, so because we have a very strong collaboration with Charlie, and we are Charlie pushing this direction. So we just did something, so we are. Made a focus on IS type devices. So that is, and for these devices, we really have worked on this one, so we understand kind of much of material properties or the quantum property of these quantum dots. And this is basically see the similar things as discovered by Leon, Charlie, and also Yuva group. And in these devices, there are some several things that could happen if given still by us. Supercurrent, under reflection, condo peaks, cooler pair, we also see, I will show you, there are some signature, look at my other things, but we know it's cooler pair interference effects. Yoshiba, Rasnov state, we also see in these devices. But we can rule out all these devices and also see the zero bias condo peaks, which cannot be explained by this, it's different signature, so I can show you. So that is, I want to do now. Okay, nanovirus. So this nanovirus group by MVP, so you already see, so they are looked pretty. So, and also we are from this year, so they are, we are also grew new virus. So new virus is always better. So we are now is have the new virus. And this group by my product before, now is we have the in-house another growers, which is can grow this virus. Very nicely. So that also is quite long now. So we can do a lot of devices with them, and which we are process a lot of devices at the moment. And just structures is very nice. They are looking very nice structures. Think plant structures look very nice. So and this high resolution TM image. So you, from a high resolution TM image, you don't see the different impurity, but probably there are something, so which is it's quite a nice virus, so we should work with. And we just will show you just for this, those, so you want to know the quality of virus. It's a really, really high quality of virus we have. And I just mentioned, I think we have both MVP virus, we also have MD virus. But MD virus is the even clean structure, but hard to work. So we tried several times with the MD virus, so their contact is very hard to make. Because they are too clean. So connecting is, it's not easy to make them clean.
What's the difference?
MP virus is more clean.
More clean?
Yeah, more clean than the MOVP. So there are more resistive in this, so more intrinsic. So the contact is very hard to make the good conductance.
Can you say it one more time? Because I didn't
hear
the word. So.
I said MP virus is more clean. MP.
MP
good virus, more clean. So. In a way. So it's a
why don't you get It would be more difficult to get a compact growth mechanism.
Yeah.
Clean wires and dirty wires.
Exactly. So that was the idea we tried. It's not very easy to contact them. So that's why we decided.
But maybe not because they're cleaner, but another reason.
Could be other region, but we believe it's more cleaner.
Disorder on the surface of MOVPE wires is what gives you a good contact? Somehow,
we don't know. But the fact is we measure this MB, but also they are normally more resistant than the MVP. So for doing quantum direction, maybe it's good, but we not give up. We still trying with MB, but work I report today is MVP, because we still not able to achieve some nice quantum device with MB.
Yes,
so
you don't expect to have short PE.
We don't know. We don't know.
This is not indium arsenide.
Indium arsenide.
Indium
arsenide. Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, you do. Help.
It's actually always a mystery why there is no short PE.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So that is we working with MVP wire now. So we do have the MB wires, but we're not sure. No. Okay. So the materials I don't need to say more. No, you have been. This is very nice wire. So we using this wire. I hope the more advantage of this wire. So that we use. But the contact part, you already know. So this is a little bit more tricky to make good contact for this one than for this one.
What is EG?
Sorry?
What is EG?
Yeah.
EG,
the first
one. Okay, energy gap, fundamental band gap. So this band gap, this is very narrow band gap materials. Okay. So actually, so this is also the good thing we can use as an bipolar device. We also can tune to the whole transport. So I will not show the data about the whole transport either. No. Okay, so.
There's a mobility seem higher than the
number
of
regions seen.
So I don't know.
This is the bulk. This is the bulk mobility. So bulk mobility. This is in the same clusters. This is the highest mobility in bulk. So that is also in this. So it's all same clusters. This is the material is the highest mobility in at room temperature in bulk material.
So the numbers
would
suggest
that
you.
But we measure the
wire.
Okay. Yeah, that could be a lower the. Yeah. This is a bar. Okay, so this is an effect mass is very small, so that's why you get good quantization also if you do the quantum device. Okay, so devices, so this type of devices are very near to report. We see something about this device also with basis N as device. And so that. The first thing is probably a few slides about this property of this indium tin nanowire quantum dot, the channel energy, quantization energy, all this is could be done by normal contact and some condo correlation or correlation blocking effects. This is how much. Then so we need also characterize, since we use the supercondactor to create this Mariano fermions, we need to characterize our niobic thin film property. Otherwise, we don't know which content to use. So we need to characterize this one also. We separate characterize these materials, indium tin materials, and niobic thin film. So that is what we do. And this is in a normal contact case. So let's show you easily create quantum dot around here. So that is what we do. And this is easy to be tuned, see very nice quantum blocking effects and additional energy. So this is it's not the major things here, but it's additional energy. From here, you can see the channel energy around 5 MeV, and this distance around 100 nanometer, diameter around 70 nanometer. Distance is 70 nanometer, 65 nanometer diameter in this particular device. So the 5 channel energy and the quantization energy can be 15 MeV. It's quite large, the first quantization energy of this network. And you can see it's you feed the electron one by one, so and you can see condo effect also in a high occupation number Diamond region. Okay, you can measure also G factor for this one, so which is basically you fix the zero bias starting sweep benefit, so the level that move due to the speed feeding, so and this distance as a function of benefit, which is give the slope, is give the G factor. And this gives G factor is scattered with different quantum levels around, say, 40 or 50, so it can be around 30, 70. So we sometimes even larger G factor in different devices we see. So the G factor is scattered with different quantum network. So it's quite large in general. We can also measure this spin orbital interaction energy. So basically we measure excitation spectra. So we just make this the spin up, this downstream. So they are should be if without the spin orbital interaction should be cross, but they have anti-cross. And by fitting this two-level simple model, you can get the spin orbital interaction energy, which is in this particular case is 0.3 MeV. But this is not single values. With different levels, different state, you get a different G factor. I will not show here. So we can get spin orbital interaction energy from 0.1 MeV up to 0.9 MeV. Sometimes we do see very large this spin orbital interaction energy. But this is also scattered value. So in a reality, we don't know which one we work with. But we know it's roughly the range. So you know, 0.3 of this order of spin orbital interaction energy. So that is
it's confusing because this delta SO is not equal to the ESO that most of us are using.
Yes.
So this is very confusing.
Okay. So
because this number depends. Yeah. For instance, linearly on the mechanic field.
Yeah, that's true.
Very confusing to every time to bring this number up because it depends very much on the specific level and specific mechanic field.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, so Martinez had this as a data point in his.
Yeah, everybody gets confused about the number that you quote. Like people like Joe Martinez take this number for ESO, which
okay, so
has
yeah.
to do with
it. Okay, so I just skipped the hidden analysis.
The only basis of every time.
No, I agree.
Okay, so let's see. So I just, I think.
But this plot is also very confusing in the context of ESO.
Okay, so
it is fine for the quantum measurement.
Yes,
you have to rescale the delta SO to make a connection to ESO.
But then there will be more parameters in like the...
Yeah, sure. But physics is very, very defined anyhow with this value, right? Physics is very, very defined. It's interaction energy. It's two-level interaction energy. Physics is very, very defined. It's interaction energy. Two-level interaction energy.
I'm actually not sure what you were saying.
It's very, very defined.
The physics is well defined, but the parameters that you have to input are usually not so well known from the experiment. Like the size of the dot or the between the expectation values for the triplet and the singlet. You know, these are all
That's singlet triplet, that's another way to determine also. So. Agree, so the determine. But this is the basis, at least this basis is the determine. There are anti-cross, so there are two-level interaction energy, which is, So this is, from this picture, it's very, very defined. So
ESO is also in the same range?
No,
it's not.
What is the range?
Well, that's what but this number has nothing to do with ESO. If you have to rescale it, you have to put in the numbers that are specific for your quantum dot, specific for your magnetic field where you measure the levels. Mm. And then you may pull out a spin orbit length, LSO.
Yeah, this is spin orbit length. This is not giving spin orbit length. That's right. This is not giving spin orbit interaction length. I didn't say this is spin orbital interaction length. That's right.
If this number is zero, then ESO will be zero as well.
If this number is still zero,
unknown factor.
But
if you
thank you for reminding us that zero.
It's
not
independent.
That's an
important
thing. Very
pure.
But the question here is absolute values. What is the value itself? It's not very important. We need a certain spin orbital interaction.
Yeah,
strings, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so but absolute value is not important.
I mean, are you even sure that this has been opened and not something else?
It must be, because there's the otherwise it's so how they this is different spins they interact.
Mentioned hyperfine.
No, I don't think.
Well, I mean, we know in there, million and 20.
I don't think hyperfine. Yeah.
Yeah. What is this hyperfine?
Yeah.
You can also make synchron triplet.
Essentially, the slope of your arrow down is very different from the slope of the big arrow up.
This line here. Oh.
That slope. That slope is very different from the line that goes up.
Yes. So that's different network. Can be different G factor.
No.
Right? Why not? No. Because different network can be different G factor. They are not same G factor. That's what I said is in the previous slide I said is they are not same G factor for different networks.
Before that question, different slope and the after. Before after,
because these are different spin states.
Here, so with a different, so there can be different slope.
There can
be.
Yeah, so, yeah, the spin orbit modified.
Yeah,
the function is different.
So they.
I'll never see different g factors.
No, there are fluctuations in the g.
G factor must be fluctuating. If you don't see the fluctuation, then there's something, I don't know. Then there's something must be carefully considered. Mm-hmm. There must be. Even in an atom case, even an atomic case, the G factor is very, very small. Still, different networks have different G factor.
If you do an electron spin resonance measurement, you always see the same G factor.
No. You're true.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, okay,
This is from slopes in the gate voltage magnetic field space. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can, again, extract the G factor from it.
But this is
different from an ESR measurement, which leave no discussion.
Mm. What is
exactly the ESR? What's the ESR measurement? What's the measure?
The spin state somewhere. You're excited with microwaves to the next level. So you rotate the spin. ESR, electron spin resonance.
Yeah, sure. Now, I think this, from here, this you can, we can see this, this two spin splitting state. These are not state two spin splitting. So we extract from here to get the effective G factor. I don't think there's any problem. So that is also extract G factor from atomic case. So it's certainly different.
Why it goes to 70? To above the bulk.
They fluctuate. Due to spin interaction, fluctuate. The optical contribution to G factor can be different because there are different spin interactions.
Also, magnetic moment
can be different.
Yep. Yeah.
If not fluctuate, okay.
But if you do know the value of what Leo, for instance, calls ESO, which is half M star alpha, do you know that value for that?
I would say it's not far from this value which we extract. Not far from this value. There are some factors, so not far from. Okay, so we can discuss if it's not fluctuated, G factor not fluctuated, then I think something has to be seriously considered. Okay. Okay, so now we have to characterize which contact we use. This is thin film contact, we put this nanowires. And this thickness is usually so we put 3 nanometer titanium, 18 nanometer niobium, and a cap. Sometimes a cap with aluminum also, so titanium just to protect the contact. And this strap, the waist is 400 nanometer we use. And to characterize this one, we make very long strap them. And to measure conductivity for this one. For the left side, so here is the magnetic field. So we just to measure this basically differential conductance. Let's say differential resistance, shall we see. So this is basically gives IC, the critical current, these lines. And here, so you can see, the magnetic field increases when we decrease slowly when we have a kink. And when we another decreases, and this is we believe so this is the kink is type one, type two vortex formation at this magnetic field. So So they are called BC1s, they are around 2.5 Tesla. And BC2, so we cannot definitely decide around 6. Actually, the trees to see so it's quite large, BC2. So the way we try to work our devices, because we don't want to form the vortex. So if you form a vortex, it may complicate the problems. So we try to work on this below this manifold. So that's the way we try to work on. And this is a measurement TC. So, you know, at the
In films, BC1 should be very small, maybe 15 meters.
In the bar, that's right. But not in thin films. Nothing in film.
Thin films much easier to enter for the vortex.
No, it depends on how you apply feed. If you apply feed along the thin film, that's right. But the perpendicular thin film is different.
No, especially perpendicular, it's really...
No, you check. Please check.
No, but that sounds sensible, right? If you apply check. Perpendicular, then the vortices should be easy for the vortices to get in.
No. This is the measurements you check. And also, there is quite much materials. So when you go down to dimensions, so you increase the BC. Which is no.
But this is for
fields in the thin film? Yes. Also increases, but it's not as a perpendicular.
So are you saying that in thin film you're getting BC1 is smaller for?
At least for this. BC1 is. When the feed is perpendicular to this one, so you can increase the BC1. But it's. When you apply a feed along this one, could be smaller.
But in this case, it doesn't matter because. Those two directions are, one is 400 nanometers, the other one is 80. Those are pretty much equivalent. But in any case, should be way reduced compared to the bulk chunk of nanogram, like a centimeter piece. There maybe you can have Tesla BC1, but in a small piece, it is very easy for vortex to go in.
Yes? What's the cable to?
Yeah, I think BC1 is around 50 millitesla.
No, that's not right. That's not right. Why you think that is small? Only 50 millitesla. Why do you think that is small?
Because the magnetic.
What's your material BC1?
I think it's tens of millitesla.
So your material also have vortex?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, this is measurement. This is the measurement.
But even in the measurement, you have multiple kinks at lower fields. I can see many kinks.
This is mine due to the heuristic effects. You know, so there is an up sweep, down sweep, there's a two.
On both sides, there are kinks.
Sure, but this kink is a more pronounced kink.
Yeah. Sure.
Right? That's more pronounced kink.
It's a bit more
pronounced. Yeah, no.
There are other kinks.
Okay, so of course this is more measurement we need done to see it's really how many feet the penetration inside, but this is very tough.
So this B is perpendicular to the film or parallel?
Yeah, perpendicular.
Perpendicular.
Yeah. Okay, so that is our interpretation. So. We call this one. Okay, with this measurement, we can calculate all the property of this thin film, we also, this is a coherence length and London penetration length, and this is conditions is satisfied with the type 2 Schuchenhardt thin film. So, and these parameters, so we can extract from this one. That is a PRL paper, so we did these extractions from us. I forgot that didn't put that paper here. So using this, we measured the same film. They got similar quantity. So they published, I think, around the end of the 80s, the PRL paper. So I don't think anything strange there. Okay. The current experiment, so there are several work done. For example, the dev group did this is a device with a single size superhand contact with indium nanowire. And also in Westman Institute also did the similar devices with indium arsenide nanowires. And this Charlie group also did, they both did indium arsenide with aluminum contacts and armor wires with this similar device as depth group did. So this is basically is single shielding contact devices. And this data you have seen many, many times, I don't see it once more. So this is depth group data, this is Western Institute data, this is China Marcus data, so which is so there are one new papers, so which is just put archive this month. They are also did this, so this is niobium nitride shielding contact with indium arsenide niobium nitride contact, the similar structure as they did for they just put it archive. So this is looking for zero bias conduction peak. So this is a paper which is currently is very about to read. Okay, so and so of course this device we also measure. So we are not put effort, but I just want to show you. So we do measure these devices, and this device we contact with gold, and this is a shielding contact as I described. And actually, so this each of contact is like an omega shape. It's not completely wrong omega shape. So, and this is a SEM picture of the device which for this structure which we use. So this is the first thing that we can actually for this type of devices, if they, we send current, we also see this so-called soft gap behavior. It's nothing strange, it's a similar data as or other group observed. So it's similar data, so we can see that. And since we are, as I said, we define this.
Just to make sure I understand
that
picture, so the idea is that it's your wire and then it's covered with superconductor like a blanket?
Yeah.
That's sort of similar to the
China Marcus Institute,
is that correct?
Yes. So that is, so Charlie is working on these measures, so we decided we are not use similar, we compete each other, so we not continue to measure this one. But I just show you what's the
What is the distance from the backend to the wire?
This is, I did not. This is, okay, this is a good question. I never want to check this. We didn't, so it's quite larger. The wafers, so we found commercial silicon wafers, and then outside ourselves. I didn't check what's the thickness of this one. Yeah. Okay, so this is if we sweep the solution voltage, this is a backgate voltage, this backgate voltage, so we can see. So there are some level crossing or quantum dot behavior of this structure at B equal to zero many phase. So, and this one is this major cut is around the summer in the middle of this region, so we look at the soft gap behavior. So that is the question. Now, if we do apply the benefit, so in this case 1.25 tesla, we estimate this device is around 0.7 or 8 tesla. E, that is my state, should be C minus D. So we apply 1.25 tesla in this case. So I don't know if the color is good enough. You can see that the zero, there is some feature around stable zero bias. So compared to this one, there is basically a gap structure. But here, so there is the structure around this one. To make this clear, so we just make different cut. For example, this cut along this line. So then it's the middle zero bias that peak along this kind of line cut, there is also bias. So then we cut. Actually, so if we cut through this, we see this one. So that is non-perm. So that is, then we can also measure the fixed backgate voltage. Then we measure this manifold. So we increase the manifold so for this one. So then we also back to what you fix. This one is in the middle of this lower conductance regions, so there's a gap. So there's nothing in the zero manifold. When I manifold, we are around 0.8 tesla, it starts to see structure and go through this one. But if you, then this, we just make sure we make a line cut in the middle part, just make a line cut so with this one. Then you can see, so there's nothing in the zero, in low manifold, then starting to see the two peak structure, split structure, then the merge together becomes one structure. We didn't measure high manifold, so I might be split again in the high manifold, so we didn't measure that. So that is, So which is the similar structure or signature was observed. I think it's reported by Leo. The similar structure, so which is just starting splitting and merged together. So we stopped here, so we didn't go around with the measurement, high magnitude. So this is just showing, so we do measure this, so it's normal metal, and with another side is a superconductor contact. So we see the similar zero bar condensing peak.
Below 0.7 Tesla, there is just nothing.
Yes. Yeah. So
because when you get some conductance, you get maybe five different lines around zero bias.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that diamond is over at around 1.4, then all those lines are gone, maybe except for one.
What's zero point?
Well, the point is maybe they're always there, and you can only see them when you enter this higher conductance diamond between 0.8 and 1.3.
But what about this one? Then so what about this one? You can see the peaks because we not.
So it will be interesting to see this for different settings.
Yeah, we are starting with this this one, so which is a very low conductance region. So we're starting with this one. So. And this one, so you can see we cut through, so a line we don't cut only in a high conductance region. We can, so this is a very low conductance region, we see the peak. And here, this is a little bit of high conductance region, we see the peak. And this one is here. So it's not necessary, so they're all there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see field dependencies for different gates.
Yeah, sure. I said it's, we stop measure, so we don't want to to do everything, so
okay.
So because it's Charlie is working on that this device, so yeah, we don't need the two group to use the same wire doing the same device. That is not the idea, right? Okay, so this is but in principle, so you can see the features as this one. So we, okay, so and. Now it's so we are concentrated working on this is superconductor, quantum dot superconductor devices device. So that is on this SEM picture monomer devices we are working with. So this one. So I just remind you also, so TC is quite high. So we still interpret the BC minus 2.5 Tesla and BC2 around 6-7 Tesla. So this is a property we are using. Okay, so why are we doing this, right? So the first thing is, as I said, is so Charlie working with this NS device. So we don't want to put more effort there. For yeah. The second thing is, this is a paper from Jason and Yuwa and all. So they are proposing this bragging experiment. So for example, look at this picture. Somehow, in summer, we have to work the device look like this one, all these ones, so they are coupled to each other. And these devices, we are trying to work it. It's really, really, so we can see so how these two myelinas are interact. The basic, that is, we have to work on these devices. We have to move one step forward to be able to use the bragging whatsoever. So all these, for example, these two merge together, how things behavior like this. So that is, phenomena we have to consider to work with. So they, before we do that, we have to understand this C to exclude other properties also. We have to understand all other properties, so quantum Bokeh effect, this is the Reynolds Kondo effect, Cooper transport, and also. So this is one of the devices we work earlier stage, so we use aluminum in this case, so we see similar signature of the zero bias normally, but we know that it's not Mayana. For sure it's not Mayana in this case. So this is the device we work. So this is when we can really tune the regime, so you see all of this is a quantum Bokeh diamond structures and Kondo effects and covert transport or goes through structure. So from this plot, you see this zero benefit, low temperature, you see a lot of feature here. So this is the quantum diamond, and this is the odd number electron occupation. And you see structure, I will come back to this. But when you increase the benefit, so then the features starting smear smear are all split. And high manifest, you can see the feature splitting. So basically, it's condo splitting behavior. And even high manifest, so you are merged here. Another thing is you can also, from here, you fix the manifest, but in a zero manifest, you increase temperature. And here, you still see this fine feature, which is, I will come back to later on, so which is due to the refraction and the Yoshiba state and so on. And then, so when
is this all a normal state or is this super? This is
aluminum.
What?
Aluminum compact, superconducting compact. Yeah, but it's a high temperature, of course, you kill super, yeah, you kill superconductivity in this way. But still, you see some high conduction drive inside, which means it's the condo temperature is very high for this device. So you still see the middle strip of the signature conductance. Okay, so then we concentrate this part. So we concentrate this middle part. So this is basically the blow up of this part. And then, so if we make a line cut, this is all the electron occupant number, then we can see the conductance trace. This is go to negative, and then it's the peak structure and the more fine structure. And then middle, so you have the super current observer, the peak there. So this is and this is the basic kind of Yoshiba state signature here, so we can observe. And this is the parameter we confirmed with lithium parameter. Also, we discussed quite nicely confirm all this data. This is a measurement about 2 years ago, so we recently reconfirmed this data again to see this Yoshiba state.
So, and this behavior persists up to how much magnetic field? This behavior continues, I mean, up to how much? If you increase the magnetic field, it is going.
Okay, so this aluminum PC is very small, so around, say, 20, I forgot his. Actually, I have data, I didn't put here. So,
but you had it in the earlier.
Yeah, so it's around, around 100 millitesla. So this cure. Because it's a PC is small for aluminum. So, actually I have another measure that, so I didn't put here. Or I hidden in the presentation, So this is basically you see the Yoshiba state. Then, if we look even more carefully, so in the middle part. Okay, so this is maybe answer your question also. So we starting, so, apply to somewhere to see the manifest. I think somewhere here, so manifest. So we starting up along this line. So you can see so this is Yoshiba state all move, this also move, and this is a kind of the, I don't know, it's an reflection peak. So this goes through to this part also. It goes through this part and the reflection peak. So this is now follow very nicely. The prediction of BCS series, so the behavior, so that is quite nicely seen.
Okay, so that the gap is closing, is that why it has this?
We always see there is some tension, not only the device, we all see there are, if you're using BCS series, they always close here, but always the tension. But we see many devices always behavior, I don't know why.
It's 30 millitesla. Tesla.
Yeah, this is aluminum. Okay.
So I see that at around zero magnetic field, the zero bias feature is a little bit brighter color.
Yes.
A little bit lower.
I come there.
Can you make it really low, like invisible, and then show up?
Yes, I come there.
Okay.
So that is here. So if I go here, I see it's zero manifest is really low, then starting time out. Look at in the finite manifest, you see this conductance enhancement. It could be interpreted as a Mayana, but it's not. Certainly it's not.
Is it SNS?
SNS. Yeah, SNS. SNS, if you include.
Not to matter that there is another S, right?
Sorry?
Does it matter that there are two superconductors?
Yes. If you don't have two superconductors, you will not see that. Yeah. It's different from U.S. We have to have two S to understand this.
So why?
Yeah, this
means
it's a supercurrent, isn't it?
Yeah. This is, as I said, it's a Cooper-Pell interferences. So, and
Did you try to measure the dependence on the direction of the magnetic field?
No, we don't have, it's difficult for us.
No, but are you saying that this is not due to Mayer?
Right.
No, not due to Mayer, for sure.
So, on what basis you are saying that?
This is due to interferences, corporate interferences effect. Because, okay, so I to see if there is light.
Far left, yeah, the far left light, turn on.
This one?
No, far left, the other left.
Okay. Okay. So, this is basically, let's see. Just pick with this one.
Okay, good. Because you have questions out there too.
Okay, so I've got one. So, you have, so this is a Schubert sign gap, so you have the coin blockade levels. So this one can be up level, upstream, downstream, so they are adjacent. And then you have the cover pair. So come in here. And of course, it's in a strong, this is only occur in a strong coupling regime. In strong coupling regimes, so when this, if originally you occupy this electron with upspin, so then downspin can pick this up, right? So downspin can come down here, pick this up, so you have upspin. But however, this cool pair somehow, so another spin has to come down, also kick this up. So then you get in the end, so when another one come down, so you get this one. So this guy is the cool pair. But this is one option. But so suppose you also have options. So you're starting with this guy. And this guy is coming, so then the upspin come down, the kick, okay, I draw here, you kick this guy up. Right? So then so this is upspin come here, so then another spin this up. So this is a pair junction. And this is two process equivalent. So there are interferences. That interference gets lower value. So this just is the pair junction behavior. So this is interference behavior. So we know. Okay.
We discussed this before, but I don't see, yeah. Because the two states are different. In one case, you have downspin.
Yeah, the latest, yeah. But in a strong coupling gene, in strong coupling gene, they are equivalent.
But then they cannot interfere because if.
Why not? Because I can simply see these two cooler pairs, this one cooler pairs, have one possibility to go like this state to this side, and also have possibility to go this side, this state. But this is the same cooler pair, due to some coupling there. They have two equivalent ways.
Yeah, but the dot has a definite spin through this process, so
yeah.
When
they apply manifest, split this one, so then these two equivalents. It becomes less equivalent. Then starting to kill this effect. So kill this detroit interference effect, then this one come back.
So but why will you have this effect coming up at above a certain magnetic field?
Because it's the Schumann activity already killed. You don't have. So this value you see is a 6 down here. It's not sure an activity any longer.
No, but it starts happening above a sudden, only above a sudden magnetic. For instance, at zero magnetic field, it's not there.
The zero magnetic field is lower conductance due to discharging field. That's right. When it increases, when you apply magnetic field, these two levels split. So then the interference become weaker. So then discharging the interference become weaker, then the conductance come back. Right?
It's not clear why at zero magnetic field the same thing that you just described will not happen. That's what appears here. That it's not, it only starts happening, the red patch starts happening above a sudden magnetic field and not at zero.
Okay, so yeah, we have the background conductance obviously, so we don't know. So this is, we're never able to block completely due to some CEO says this morning, so there is a quantum particle or background. It's very hard to make them complete zero.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's the question. The question is, you're saying there's some effect with the quantum interference that happens in zero field, and it's not happening in zero field. It looks like it's happening at 30 millitesla.
Suppression is the interference. Yes, this suppression is interference. This is if you apply it, this interference will become weaker. This cannot come back.
Oh.
This doesn't depend on the direction of magnetic field, right?
If this effect does not. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
But this is your interpretation of the
field, so there's no direction.
Mm.
Sure, yeah, but that coming back on.
Sorry?
It doesn't depend. No. So when you put the field, you see the suppression of you get some conduct. When you put on the field, you get different conductance, right?
Sorry, at the end.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
It doesn't depend which direction you put the field on.
No. I mean, personally not, but.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't check. Yeah.
I mean, if that's the right description, it shouldn't depend on
it. Yeah.
Are you saying what's interfering with what? Yeah, I really don't
understand
what I'm saying.
So this is two possibility for chrome hair goes to this side. This is a, see, here.
Could you please go slower? What are the two possibilities?
Sorry?
Could you describe the two possibilities?
This should be equal possibility.
What are they?
But you have to that's the same initial state.
I just
hear one. Yeah, this is
same. So pick up a direction of the spin and then do the story. And don't you?
Okay.
So, can you explain what the two possibilities are? Can you just give us process A and process B?
Okay, yeah, let's see. So let's do it there. Maybe I'm going to do it.
That's fine.
You have some t-shirts, I think you have. Okay, see, for example, you have initial state like this one.
It's
okay. The possibility of strong coupling regime, so this one can kick out this out. So this is downspin computer. Then so this another spin come down again, kick this up. So this is like this one. So then that's another possibility. So possibility is we starting with a downspin.
No. That's how interference works.
No, it has to have the same initial state.
Yeah, that's my point. No.
But
different states.
But anyhow, this is two general states.
No, but then
but they don't interfere. The probability is at not the amplitude.
Why not?
Yeah, because that's how quantum mechanics works.
There's a two channel. Basically, two channel for this.
Okay, that two channels, but they don't interfere.
They don't interfere.
Higher order as well.
Okay, but then
yeah, I think
it's not this drawing then.
Yeah. Maybe I'm drawing the picture too naive. Let's say I agree. So, but it's the certain interferences.
But it doesn't matter why you tune and you tune the gates a bit, and the supercurrent gets suppressed at zero field. Isn't this what happens?
Sorry.
It doesn't matter why, but the fact is you tune the gates a bit, and you can get the supercurrent suppressed. Near zero field,
yes.
And then it becomes stronger at finite.
Yes, that's right.
That's what is happening here.
Yeah, this will happen. Right.
On that is interpretation. Which
yeah.
Is
for whatever reason, this
okay.
Is,
so
for this tuning, it happens.
Yeah. But same as this is a two so-called optical condo effect. The same thing happened there. In exactly the electron hole symmetry point, you have similar things. You have similar things. This can be shown analytically also. In a strong, so this is only occur in a strong condo coupling regime. If mid coupling, they are not happening.
But there's no condo effect if there's superconductivity.
There are competing effects. I just show you.
When you give superconductivity, why condo does not show up in your
full blown?
Yeah.
So I show this picture here. So. So they are all signature here. That's signature here.
But in the previous thing, you give superconductivity, so I expect that condo down, it show very well.
The quantum is very high, this one. So there's the condo energy, corresponding energy is larger than the gap, supercondu energy gap.
Yeah.
So this is the case.
No, but when the superconductivity and condo effect are competing with each other,
yes. Yeah, that's
condo effect is something similar to condo effect is according to your interpretation is giving this effect.
Yes.
And when you kill superconductivity, then you just are left with that effect.
Yeah. That is when you kill superconductivity, this is this part. When you don't
Why don't you? So you should see condo then.
There is a condo splitting. There is condo splitting. Okay. There is. Yeah, this is a draw. This to the condo splitting line. There is. There's no problem. There is. This is the condo splitting line. So both sides. That's right. Okay, so I said this is not due to Mariano. So that was let's just even also we see so zero benefit is lower connectance and connectance increases, but not due to Mariano state. It's due to this cover interference effect, and only occur in a strong condo copy of genes.
Something remain after you kill superconductivity. This is important.
Yes, remains is this is condo's peak still there. And this peak, if this is just small, simple part, actually this lies, if you draw direct from here, it's go. Yeah.
I guess this looks very similar to the Mariano, you know, the.
But it's not.
But
yeah.
It's not that, you're just saying that, right? I mean, based on your interpretation, you're saying that it's not. Is there anything else independently that you know that this is different?
Yes, I will show you. Okay.
For 20 millimeters, you still have feature which is related to this condo physics. This is an indication, it's not magic.
Yeah. Okay.
You can measure this in current bias and you will get the super current. In the same range.
Yeah. Okay, so now I come to the different the zero bias peaks, so to know. So, and this is, we try to understand this one, what is the hard Mariano state. We always can do the theory, as Evan doing, so we just set up Hamiltonian one-dimensional, in this case, purely one-dimensional Hamiltonian. We're using the Berkeley-Bode the Schelling equations. So this is what I'm doing. And we can, by changing this this coupling, by changing this this coupling constant, we can also define barrier here, so we define quantum dot. So we can always do that. Okay, so with this one, this is, suppose this is the coupling here, so it's zero. So let's just so this side is completely isolated with the other side. So we have two pairs of Mariano. So then we do the calculation. This is the density of state. All this wave function or charge density. So you see, so they are really localized as pairs of Mariano at zero energy. So in the two ends of this virus, these two. So this we cut off where it's behaving as this one. It's not proven. Now, if we allow this one have a finite coupling, so that means these two Mariano states start interact. So that is this start interact. So this is a push wave, this one become generated by electron light and another whole light. The two normal forming states. And the remaining two N still is at zero energy. Still at zero energy. So this is so this is whole wave that behave as a as it's a single topological Chiba-Hadamard virus. And because it's the middle middle part of the field 2 becomes form 2, normal form state.
What's the spacing between the superconductors in the experiment?
Around 100 nanometer. Between. So they, and this energy. This energy, so you can see, so we tune this coupling. So the coupling strength, so of course, in the zero coupling strength, they are all merged together, so we have four states here. Then, the finite coupling, so they are pushed away, these two states, like this one, and the remaining two states still at zero energy. So this is X3, peak structures, so in this part. And this is by assuming this phase of this superconductor phase difference between these two superconductors is zero. Okay, so we also can fix coupling and changing phase. Okay, so this is basically we fix coupling to 0.3, we change phase. So, and since so this is original case, we have starting at zero, now we have half pi, so we get this changing value. Then pi junction case, they are merged together again. They have become zero energy again. So that basically, so they are, this is a distance of this splitting energy also depends on phase of the two superconductors. This is also known. So we can plot this together. So in this splitting will give us a final interaction, the splitting. So then with the phase equal to pi, they are become zero. So in this case, so just in this case, so they are splitting the two normal form states, but remaining two still at zero energy. So this is the two states we are detecting as our structure. So then we use this structure to detect these two end states. Then another, we split these normal form states. We see some signature, we cannot say definitely we observe them or not, but I show the structure. So this is device again. So to measure this one, to be able to take away the shaping conductivity, so we try to measure this device in the low conductor region. So we are, this is a very open region, so we have a lot of super current. But then we go down to this very negative backgate voltage. So they are very actually it's like blockade regions. So when we work on this one, there is no strong shaping current. And we are basically looking at this one. So this is this is bias, voltage bias, this is the current bias measurement. So you see, so this region is very low shaping current. And this one, so we can see it's kind of the trace of current blockade. Now we can measure, so we can make a several line cut. On this one, make a several line cut. Actually, you see the, so then we see the peak, the shifting as magnitude increases. So we can shift. So then from this one, we can drag. So basically, drag is energy gap, energy gap in Yaoping, and induced gap. And similar, we also did this measurement with the temperature. So also the behavior like this one. So actually, so this is DC is also is quite large in this case. So in this case, it's quite large. So you see, it's up to 4.5 Tesla. So they are starting shifting, so, but not very much. So this is okay. So then, what we do now is we fix. The gate voltage, then fix gate voltage, we starting in a certain value, actually it's we fix gate voltage around this one. Then we starting applying magnitude. So we apply magnitude. Then magnitude is we apply, so we are starting to see this peak structure at zero bias come out. And we blow up this one, so this structure looks more pronounced in this also a symmetric around the around B. Symmetric around B. Also symmetric around B. So this is color plot. Sometimes color plot can give us the wrong image. So we make line cut around this region, so we make line cut this zero magnitude, and this is four Tesla magnitude. So we see it's with the magnitude increases, we see the line with the peak come out. And see, we see the same picture, the same picture. We don't know if it's due to the pool, normal state or not. We cannot identify them at any moment. We cannot identify them because we cannot vary this phase difference between these two superconductors. So we cannot identify this. But there are some same peak behavior. So that is, we see it's a very nice. And if we make a line cut along this one, so this is the non-con, the conductance and non-con around this one. So this is look like a plateau structure. This is background conductance changing. So if you take away this loop, this look like a plateau structure. And this plateau, so is, I don't know, if you see, take this as a reference, so plateau structure around 0.15 E square wedge. It's, so this is really see as here, this is a plateau structure. So it's different from what is, we see before. Now we can measure other backgate voltage. So this is one back. So we measure other backgate voltage. We see the similar structure also like this one. And this is charge arrangement. And this is this part of structure again. So this is enhanced conductance. Then we also.
I think we're kind of
okay.
A little over time. Do you want to just wrap up quickly?
Yeah, okay. So,
and then people can stay and ask
questions
over
there. So now we see another device, we see also this behavior. And this is I think this is quite similar as this prediction that some group, so they have close gap, and this come out, then this run close again. So quite similar structure we observe. So and actually, so if we make a very fine plot, we see other this close gap structure in other plots also. The final thing I want to say that is this zero bias connection peak appears in a quantum dot, not dependent on is even number electron in a quantum dot or all the number electron quantum dot. So I just quickly show since time is large. So I make another device is this zero benefit, that is a quantum block effect, very nice quantum block effect. There's nothing besides there are some quantum peak, nothing. One prime benefit, then you see this stretch goes through every quantum block effect. This double dependent is even number electron or all number electron inside. But high benefit when it's scaled good. So this is a 3D plot for each of them. You can see it's a very nice peaks go through all structure. So you can go through all structure peak. But not dependent is even number electron, all the number electron. So that is a feature we see and go through this. So this is zero bias connection peaks. Should not depend on number yet in a quantum dot. So all the transitions, maybe Simayana's signature is a zero charge signature, I don't know, so in a way, it should be consistent with this picture. Okay, so I skip this one. We also can measure with the magnetic, increasing magnetic for fixed. As you fix this common peak, the common peak you see is even this one common peak, if you do the this bias measurement, this is deep. But even this direction is peak. We are deep. But when you increase this, even this low conduction come out. But if you do this curve, there are peak come out. This really peak come out, same as other part, just. Okay, so.
Okay, so I think that's probably.
Yeah. This is repeating because I go through, just same story. So, next is the summary.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
I guess you asked a lot of questions. Anyone has one last question? Now would be time to ask.
So I guess you don't have any opportunity to change the direction of the magnetic field.
No, that's our setup.
Yeah,
that
does.
Yes,
that was interesting.
Okay,
so you're here for another day or two?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyone has any questions or wants to look at those last few slides in more detail, please contact us directly. Thank you again very much.